Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1229, How to Adapt in the Great Resignation, by Brian Shelton of AubreyDaniels.com. And I am Dan, your host and narrator here on OWD, where I share with you each and every day some of the best blogs that cover work life, business, productivity, and entrepreneurship. So let's get to our Sunday article now as we optimize your life. How to Adapt in the Great Resignation, by Brian Shelton of AubreyDaniels.com. What companies do in the near term to improve the employee experience will have a significant impact on their future success. The Great Resignation is causing a disruptive change in how companies operate, lead, and manage their employees. Leverage has shifted from organizations to employees. The expectation that the company comes first is no longer going to be tolerated by the employees. Companies that fail to recognize this or that react too slowly will find themselves in serious trouble. The opposite is also true. With every disruptive change, there will be companies that adapt quickly and prosper. The question becomes this: will your organization be one that prospers or one that fails? To understand how companies need to adapt, it's important to understand why people are quitting. The answer is not as simple as the pandemic, stimulus packages, or laziness. A recent Gallup article coined it nicely by saying, quote, "It's not an industry, role, or pay issue, it's a workplace issue," end quote. To say it another way, companies have an engagement issue. Many organizations have inadvertently designed out the things that create engagement and instead have created stagnant, disconnected, or even toxic workplaces. According to the Gallup survey, the three most common reasons employees are disengaged were: not seeing opportunities for development, not feeling connected to the company's purpose, and not having strong relationships at work. Companies need to move away from organizational designs that see the workforce as expendable to ones that treat their employees truly as their best asset. This might require significant shifts in how companies operate, develop and compensate employees, do design work, and manage their workforce. Here are three ideas companies could start using now to help create a more engaging organization. 1. Customize the work to meet the needs of the company and the employee equally. Expecting people to return to the office just because is not going to work. A recent survey by Grant Thornton showed that 79% of people want flexibility in when and where they work, and 40% said they would begin looking for another job if their company forced them to return to the office full-time. Many companies are leading the charge in going partial or fully remote, including companies like Ford, Microsoft, and PwC. Obviously, there are jobs that require more time in the office than others, so finding the right mix is critical. Consider this approach to help companies find that mix. Have divisions or teams determine what works best for them and create a system that allows for adjustments, for instance, a quarterly assessment. This can be done by having a leave your title at the door session to identify or clarify KPIs, goals, or projects to be completed, and what success looks like for the team. Then have an open discussion about how much time is required in the office to achieve those results and identify when that time should be. Follow the plan and use the achieved goals and measures to determine if revisions need to be made during the assessment meeting. This system allows for flexibility based on workload and determines success based on results, not just office time. 2. Invest heavily in leadership training. Being a good leader requires a complex set of skills, and developing those skills well takes deliberate action. Companies should move away from the idea that creating leadership skills can be done fast and cheap, and instead focus on what their return on investment is for developing quality leaders. In that recent Gallup survey, they found it would take a more than 20% pay increase to get employees to leave a good manager, and no pay increase to get them to leave a leader who creates disengagement. The purposeful development of key leadership behaviors is more important than ever. This includes identifying what those key leadership behaviors are at every level, training knowledge gaps, and providing coaching to ensure those skills are transferred to the workplace. Understanding why people do what they do and how to maximize their influence on other people's behaviors, both in person and virtually, will be vital as companies create the new working environment. And 3, create a shared sense of winning. There are two parts to this recommendation. One, organizations need to better communicate what winning looks like and why it's important. And 2, organizations need to develop clear paths for employees to learn, develop, and help the organization be successful. Clear communication around winning can increase the reinforcing value of achieving results. Other ways to increase the value around achieving results include having employees select what results they want to focus on or setting goals that are aligned with the organization's strategic initiatives. Providing paths for employees to learn, grow new skills, and have clear advancement opportunities will also increase engagement within your organization. Once these recommendations are established, then compensation systems can be adapted to create alignment between organization success and the success of the workforce. Based on the recent survey data and the labor market, expecting employees to go back to the way things used to be is unrealistic. Organizations need to decide if they want to prosper by adapting or risk decline by ignoring the issue. Companies at the forefront of adapting will find themselves surrounded by an engaged and productive workforce. Using these strategies can help an organization directly address disengagement while instilling new systems, processes, and leadership strategies to elevate engagement and the employee experience. You just listened to the post titled, How to Adapt in the Great Resignation, by Brian Shelton of AubreyDaniels.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And to tell you a little bit about Aubrey, who runs the site, Aubrey is a thought leader and expert on management, leadership, safety, and workplace issues. For the past 40 years, he's been dedicated to helping people and organizations apply the laws of human behavior to optimize performance. His company, Aubrey Daniels International, provides leadership development expertise and behavioral technology to improve your business and its culture. Regardless of your organization's industry, improving your business performance requires your employees to do some things more often, some less often, and some differently. ADI's mission is to support you in accomplishing that goal quickly and efficiently. They help you optimize your company's business metrics, work culture, and safety performance through positive, practical approaches grounded in the science of behavior and engineered to ensure long-term sustainability. Their evidence-based approach, proven in great companies worldwide, improves performance at all levels of your organization by identifying and motivating the behaviors that power your business. They meet you where you are, accelerate your path to success, and transfer their behavioral expertise to ensure lasting change. And you can come by aubreydaniels.com to learn more, and thanks again to their team for letting us share their work. But that's going to do it for another installment of Optimal Work Daily. Thanks for sharing part of your weekend with me if you're listening in real time, and I will see you back here tomorrow for the Monday show. And that is where your optimal life awaits.